Market Mantra. Good evening and welcome to the Tuesday edition of Market Mantra, the program in which we give you a complete update on the economic, business and stock market news of the day. My name is Rajesh Lake and with me is my co-anchor in Hindi, Amrish Saxena.
Namaskar. Aarthik Khabron ke karyakram Market Mantra mein aapka swagat hai. रोज की तरह आज भी हम आपके लिए आर्थिक और व्यापारिक जगत की खबरों को लेकर हाजिर हैं। प्रमुख खबरों पर चर्चा के लिए हमारे साथ मौजूद हैं वरिष्ठ आर्थिक पत्रकार सुषमा रामचंद्रन। सुषमा जी नमस्कार, कार्यक्रम में आपका स्वागत है।
वेलकम सुषमा।
थैंक यू टू बोथ ऑफ यू।
और प्रमुख खबरें लेकर मौजूद हैं राजेश लेख।
बेंचमार्क इंडिसेस वाइप आउट अर्ली गेन्स टू क्लोज इन द रेड, Nifty slips from record high. Sensex settles below 74,500 mark. India's core sector growth rises to 5.2% in March 2024. And IMF raises its Asia growth forecast for 2024, highlights India's growth and China's stimulus as key drivers.
घरेलू शेयर बाजारों में शुरुआती बढ़त के बाद गिरावट दर्ज की गई। निफ्टी रिकॉर्ड ऊंचाई पर पहुंचने के बाद गिरा। सेंसेक्स 74,500 के स्तर के नीचे चला गया। देश के प्रमुख क्षेत्रों पर आधारित विकास दर में मार्च के दौरान 5.2% की तेजी दिखाई दी और अंतर्राष्ट्रीय मुद्रा कोष ने वर्ष 2024 के लिए एशिया के विकास आकलन को बढ़ाया, भारत और चीन के विकास को प्रमुख रूप से रेखांकित किया। और आज की पहली खबर, दुनिया के बाजारों से मिले जुले संकेतों के बीच घरेलू शेयर बाजार आज गिरावट के साथ बंद हुए। बाजार खुलने के समय बढ़त का रुख था लेकिन अंतिम समय में बिकवाली के चलते गिरावट दर्ज की गई। बम्बई शेयर बाजार का सेंसेक्स 188 अंक यानी 0.25% की गिरावट के साथ 74,483 अंकों पर बंद हुआ। दिन के समय सेंसेक्स 440 अंक यानी 0.58% बढ़कर 75,111 अंकों पर पहुंच गया था। नेशनल स्टॉक एक्सचेंज का निफ्टी 38 अंक यानी 0.17% गिरकर 22,605 अंकों पर बंद हुआ। हालांकि दोपहर के कारोबार में निफ्टी 22,783 अंकों के रिकॉर्ड स्तर पर जा पहुंचा था।
इक्विटी बेंचमार्क इंडिसेज एंडेड लोअर टुडे एज अ फैग एंड सेल ऑफ वाइप्ड आउट अर्ली गेन्स अमिड अ मिक्स्ड ट्रेंड इन ग्लोबल मार्केट्स। Snapping its two-day winning run, the 30-share BSE Sensex slipped 188.50 points or 0.25% to settle at 74,483. During the day, it rose 440.11 points or 0.58% to 75,111. The NSE Nifty fell 38.55 points or 0.17% to close at 22,605. In the afternoon trade, the NSE Nifty hit its all-time peak of 22,783. From the Sensex basket, Tech Mahindra, JSW Steel, Tata Steel, HCL Tech and Sun Pharma were the biggest laggards. On the other hand, M&M, Power Grid Corporation, IndusInd Bank, Bajaj Finance and Bajaj FinServ were the other major gainers. In the broader market at the BSE, the mid-cap sector jumped 0.5% while the small-cap sector ended on a flat note. In sectoral indices at the BSE, the auto sector gained 1.70%, the realty sector was up by 1.46% and the power sector jumped 1.04%. In contrast, IT sector fell 0.98% while metal and oil and gas sector slipped 0.85% ईच।
और विदेशी मुद्रा बाजार में आज एक डॉलर की कीमत 83.43 रूपये दर्ज की गई। विश्व की छह प्रमुख मुद्राओं के मुकाबले अमरीकी डॉलर की स्थिति को दर्शाने वाला डॉलर इंडेक्स दिन के कारोबार में 105.72 के स्तर पर था। और एशिया और यूरोप के अन्य बाजारों का हाल भी जान लेते हैं।
We have had a discussion with Sushma ji. Sushma ji, today how do you view the way the markets have behaved, particularly in the afternoon trade? The Nifty hit its all-time peak of 22,783. What happened?
Well, I think first of all, there was a spike yesterday in the stock markets, and today, though the markets did go up, there was some amount of profit booking. But the bottom line, I think, is that there is a certain amount of nervousness because of the meeting of the U.S. Federal Reserve, and you are going to have some announcements about the interest rate cut. Now, this is the interest rate cut or increase which affects the whole world. So all stock markets are looking at there. As I said, a certain nervousness, even though the stock markets have virtually factored in the fact that probably there will be no rate cut that as had been anticipated. As of now, with inflation in the U.S. still not having reached the target of 2%, which the Fed has kept for itself, it is unlikely that there will be any rate cut. So that's number one. There is a certain, as I said, nervousness about what's going to happen, even though there's broadly this expectation. The second is, of course, the global cues. Other global cues is the, which you have mentioned also in your report, mixed global cues in Asian markets. If you see, there are developments in Japan, there are developments in China, there are worries about the yen depreciation, there are worries about the Chinese economy. So all this is affecting the markets. And definitely this, because we are now a very globalized economy and it affects the stock markets in our country. So I think these are all the factors which have led to some amount of, some kind of a muted response today.
तो सुषमा जी, आपको क्या लगता है कि जिस तरह से लगातार हम शेयर बाजार का भारत में हाल देख रहे हैं कि वो ऊपर नीचे ऐसे ही उतार चढ़ाव चलता रहेगा या कुछ आपको निकट भविष्य में कोई थोड़ा स्थायित्व तो दिखाई देता है?
देखिए, जब मैंने शायद पिछले प्रोग्राम में जब आई थी एक महीना पहले, तो मुझे लगा कि मैंने उस वक्त ही कहा था कि अभी चुनाव चल रहे हैं, उस वक्त तो चुनाव शुरू होने वाले थे, तो मैंने कहा जब तक ये चुनावी हालात चल रहे हैं तब तक तो मेरे ख्याल ये उतार चढ़ाव चलता रहेगा। हालांकि जैसे मैंने इसके बारे में भी कहा, यूएस फेडरल रिजर्व, हालांकि अभी तक जो पोल सर्विस है वो एक तरफा दिखा रहे हैं कि क्या नतीजा आएगा, लेकिन फिर भी जो मार्केट्स हैं, जो कंपनीज हैं, उनमें थोड़ी सी, जब तक फाइनल रिजल्ट नहीं आता है तब तक थोड़ी सी नर्वसनेस होती है। तो मेरे ख्याल में थोड़ी बहुत वॉलिटिलिटी रहेगी जब तक जून के पहले हफ्ते में कुछ नतीजे ना आ जाए।
सो आर डिपेंडेंस ऑन द फॉरेन पोर्टफोलियोज FIIs शुड बी मच कंसिडरिंग द फैक्ट दैट येस्टरडे द डोमेस्टिक इंस्टीट्यूशनल इन्वेस्टर्स बॉट शेयर्स वर्थ अबाउट 692 crores एंड द FIIs सोल्ड वर्थ अबाउट 169. सो देयर इज नॉट मच ऑफ एन इम्पैक्ट दैट FII सीम्स टू बी मेकिंग.
No, I think
because it's being covered up by the DIIs.
Yes, yes, but I think we cannot discount the impact of the foreign portfolio investor. They still have a huge role to play in our markets. But there is no doubt that domestic institutional investors have helped to stabilize our markets. Probably our markets might have gone more in a bearish trend over the last 1 year, but for the role played by DIIs, who have displayed their faith in the Indian story, in the India story, and their faith in the fact that economic growth will be on an upward trend. So definitely that support is there, but you cannot discount the role of FPIs who will be, pulling their money out as and when they find, more attractive areas to invest.
तो सुषमा जी, आप फिर ऐसे में जो रिटेल इन्वेस्टर्स हैं, वो उनको आप क्या सलाह देना चाहेंगी? वो नीचे जब मार्केट आए तो एंटर करें और ऊपर जाने पर मुनाफा वसूली कर लें या अभी प्रतीक्षा करें?
मुझे लगता है कि इस वक्त कम से कम डेढ़ महीने के लिए तो थोड़ी सी प्रतीक्षा करें जब तक चुनाव ना हो। हालांकि जब मैंने अभी बात की है, मैंने ग्लोबल क्यूज के बारे में बात की, उनका भी असर तो रहता ही है, और लेकिन इस वक्त जब चुनाव चल रहे होते हमारे देश में तो थोड़ा बहुत असर तो होता ही है मार्केट के ऊपर, और इस हालात में मेरे ख्याल वो स्टेबिलिटी आएगी चुनाव के बाद जब नई सरकार बनेगी, और तब जो है हमारे रिटेल इन्वेस्टर्स थोड़ी सी ज्यादा
स्थिति में होंगे
और फिर उनको पता चलेगा कि कौन सी सरकार है और नीतियां कौन सी आने वाली हैं, तो उस बेसिस पे वो अपनी जो खरीदारी है या बेचने का जो इरादा है करेंगे।
सुषमा, यस्टरडे द बैंकिंग सेक्टर टुक द मार्केट्स अप टू ग्रेट हाइट्स एंड टुडे it was not so good in terms of the numbers, but auto sectors and realty sector did pretty well.
Yes.
So what's your take on these three sectors, banking, auto and realty?
You know, banking has been doing well for quite some time now. I think every session that I comment upon, you find that banking is doing well, and I think one of the reasons is, number one, it is the fundamental core area of the economy, that is finance, and it has this is a sector that has improved tremendously over the last 5-6 years. We have a situation where the NPAs have declined significantly, where there has been a restructuring of the industry, you've had mergers, and so the public sector industry has been restructured in a way, and that restructuring is going on. There's talk of some privatization also of some banks. So, and the other private sector banks like HDFC and ICICI are continuing on a very positive growth path. So banking is an area that over the last maybe not 5-6 years, longer period, 7-8 years, has been showing a tremendous improvement, and investors have been moving towards it. The second, of course, is realty. Realty had gone down when you take a longer term perspective, had gone down during COVID. There was a great slowdown in the realty sector. Now there is a revival. You have construction activity going on, yes, in a very much more buoyant way. So this is the sector that has revived yet again. Auto sector again is a revival after the period of COVID, where the record number of passenger cars being sold. Electric vehicles are the new area. Two wheelers, which had been laggard till recently, they were slowed very much slower behind the passenger cars, because they are sold largely in rural areas. Those have picked up, which is a very positive sign. So these are the positive outlook for these three sectors.
जी, और चलते हैं एशिया के अन्य बाजारों का हाल जान लेते हैं। एशिया के प्रमुख बाजारों में आज मिला जुला रुख रहा। जापान में टोक्यो शेयर बाजार का निकेई 1.23%, सिंगापुर का स्टेट्स टाइम्स इंडेक्स 0.32%, दक्षिण कोरिया का कोस्पी 0.17% और हांगकांग शेयर बाजार का हैंगसेंग 0.09% बढ़ा। दूसरी ओर चीन का शंघाई कंपोजिट इंडेक्स 0.26% गिरा। यूरोप के प्रमुख बाजारों में दिन के कारोबार के दौरान मिले जुले संकेत दिखाई दिए। अंतिम समाचार मिलने तक लंदन का फुटसी 0.49% की बढ़त पर था। दूसरी ओर जर्मनी के डैक्स में 0.34% और फ्रांस के कैक में 0.10% की गिरावट चल रही थी।
US stocks ended higher yesterday with sharp gains for industry heavyweights as investors looked forward to what the Federal Reserve would say about the interest rate outlook after its policy meeting this week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 0.38%, the S&P 500 gained 0.32%, and the Nasdaq Composite jumped 0.35%. Sushma, in the US, the stocks closed higher on Monday, yesterday. Mm-hmm. It's still yesterday there, led by gains in Tesla and Apple, as investors focused on the upcoming Federal Reserve policy meeting and its implications for interest rates. And you have already given us the verdict.
That's my verdict.
That there will not be any change.
Let's see what happens, but that's my verdict. Yes.
So for how long will the Fed continue to do this?
Well,
did mention 2% till we reach
But probably they I'm sure they will start cutting rates before that, because, you know, it's not likely that you're going to come down drastically from 3 to 2%, over 3%. But coming back to the Dow Jones that you talked about, I think it's very interesting that what we call the what have now been called the Magnificent Seven in the big tech are doing very well, and in fact it is these companies which you know, are driving the stock market, and they are the ones, their profits, their earnings are doing so well that despite all the other issues that, you know, are facing the U.S. economy, the stock markets there are going up. And these are, of course, I was trying to write them down so I don't forget them. Alphabet, Apple, Amazon, Meta, Microsoft, Nvidia, and Tesla. I think that is seven, the Magnificent Seven, as they call them.
Yes.
And they right now, I think I'm told Nvidia is doing the best. It's a chip company.
Yeah.
And so these are companies which have budgets as big as small countries and maybe even bigger countries, and they are really driving the global economy right now.
So how do you compare it to China, where the growth has slowed down? Manufacturing and services sector in April were less. This is the official survey has showed, suggesting a loss of momentum for the world's second biggest economy at the start of the second quarter. What is your comment on this, vis-a-vis what is happening in U.S. and the repercussions it will have on our market?
Well, it is China and U.S. are the two, you know, economic superpowers right now. And anything that happens in these two countries has ripple effects around the globe. So we talked about the U.S., which is, of course, the economy is doing well, barring these this issue of the rate cuts. But in China, as you rightly pointed out, there's a slowdown of the economy, and there are problems there. One of the things that is being speculated about is that the Chinese monetary authorities might decide to devalue the yuan. Now, this is something that in India we talk about depreciation of the rupee. We are very worried about it. We don't never want to depreciate. But in China, they're very hard-headed about economic issues, and they recognize that devaluation of the yuan gives them huge benefits. And one of this is that it makes their exports far more competitive. And so this is something that is being talked about. Whether they will actually do it, one doesn't know. But apparently it is being seen as a way to give a stimulus to the economy, because theirs is an export-led economy. This will give a huge stimulus there.
तो आपको सुषमा, अगर हम एशिया के बाजारों की बात करें तो आपको क्या लगता है, यहां भी अमरीकी फेड के रिजल्ट का इंतजार है कि वो क्या फैसला करेंगे?
जी बिल्कुल, वो वहां भी इसका असर होगा. जैसे मैंने कहा, चीन और अमेरिका में जो भी होता है उसका जो इम्प्लीकेशंस है बाकी सारी दुनिया के ऊपर होता है. और हमने अभी चीन की बात की, जापान में भी प्रॉब्लम्स आ रही हैं क्योंकि येन की डिप्रिसिएशन बहुत ज्यादा हो गई है, और येन और डॉलर के बीच में जितना शायद 1990 में जो रेट था अब इस वक्त हुआ है. तो अगर वो रेट कट होता है जो टू रिवाइव द अमेरिकन इकोनॉमी, तो उसका असर जापान और चाइना में भी होगा इसका असर. तो ये देखते हैं आगे वाले दिनों में क्या होता है.
IMF has come up with some figures and some comments on India and China. And according to them, the latest data has taken into account the higher forecast for India, published earlier this month, and China's pace on the back of expectations that government stimulus will boost growth, which you also mentioned a while back. What are your expectations the stimulus will do, and how is it that it how will it react to our growth, and how will it come in our growth or stand against us?
Well, I think that a thriving Chinese economy is good for the world, first of all. Right now India is looking, I mean, we look at from our own national perspective, self-interest, and one of these is that companies which are based in China because of the various problems being they are facing in China, are looking to relocate. Mm. What is called is China Plus One, that we'll have our factory in China, but one more is somewhere else in Asia to have some kind of insurance. So we are looking to see that companies come from China and they relocate into India. But right now we are facing competition from countries like Vietnam and Indonesia, which are offering very attractive foreign investment incentives and provide a great climate. So India is looking. At the same time, we are having companies coming in, notably Apple. Apple has slowly shifted its production facilities to India. But we have to remember that the bulk of their production facilities are still in China. We also have to remember that the Tesla chief, Elon Musk, was planning to come to India, but he rushed to China. He rushed to China because there were some problems in as far as data privacy was concerned, which prevented the sale of their cars or entry of their cars into Chinese government buildings, and he wanted to overcome that. So China remains a huge market, and we cannot say that we match India as far match China. In that respect, but we are getting there.
Mm-hmm. So China remains a huge market, and the central government in China is ramping up spending this year to support the economy after reeling under the weakened property sector.
Yes.
And to propel growth to the target of 5%. Mm. Now, contrast that to India. The government has ramped up capital spending by a third for 2024. Third year in a row. Hmm. So both economies are doing their best to ensure that they remain the top amongst the top three.
Yes.
And you said a while back that China is good. Hmm. China's growth is good for the world economy
always.
As such.
Yes, yes.
But will it not affect the Made in India story?
No, I don't think it will affect the Made in India story, because I think how we have to look at it is that we should try and ensure that we don't import too much from China. We export more to China. I mean, those should be the goals. And if China is doing well, then they will have demand for goods from India. I mean, we should look at that perspective. That becomes a big market for Indian products, and we should try to be selling more products there. And of course, they will also be doing the same. They have been doing it. They are very good at marketing, and we have to try to ensure that we produce products as good as China, so that instead of us buying from them, they buy from us. So that's something that Indian entrepreneurship has to look at.
Or we do something like Ease of India, doing business in India.
Ease of doing business is, I think ease of doing business is going on, and it needs to improve. Because as I said, for instance, we are competing with Vietnam and Indonesia, but our conditions are still not as good as those countries. Mm-hmm. So we need to improve there.
और देश के 8 प्रमुख क्षेत्रों की विकास दर में मार्च में वार्षिक आधार पर 5.2% की बढ़ोतरी दर्ज की गई। वाणिज्य और उद्योग मंत्रालय के आंकड़ों के अनुसार सीमेंट, कोयला, बिजली, प्राकृतिक गैस, स्टील और कच्चे तेल के उत्पादन में मार्च 2024 के दौरान सकारात्मक विकास दर्ज किया गया। 8 प्रमुख उद्योगों का सूचकांक 8 क्षेत्रों सीमेंट, कोयला, कच्चा तेल, बिजली, खाद, प्राकृतिक गैस, रिफाइनरी उत्पाद और स्टील के उत्पादन में अलग अलग और सामूहिक प्रदर्शन के आधार पर तय किया जाता है। औद्योगिक उत्पादन सूचकांक IIP की गणना में इन क्षेत्रों का 40.27% हिस्सा है। सुषमा, बहुत ही अच्छी खबर। 8 क्षेत्रों के विकास दर बहुत ही उत्साहवर्धक है, और देश की अर्थव्यवस्था में इसका बहुत ही महत्वपूर्ण योगदान है। आप इसमें और क्या बताना चाहेंगे?
देखिए, ये जो क्षेत्र है, ये जैसे आपने कहा, इनका जो वेटेज है IIP में वे 40% से ऊपर है, लेकिन इससे ज्यादा हमें ये याद रखना चाहिए, ये बड़ी कोर सेक्टर्स को कहते हैं, ये बड़ी बेसिक उद्योग हैं। अगर सीमेंट की उत्पादन ज्यादा होती है, तो जैसे अब हमने अभी रियल्टी की सेक्टर बात की है, उसकी जो ये इस क्षेत्र में ज्यादा प्रोडक्शन ज्यादा मतलब बोयंसी आ जाती है। अगर हमारा कोयला की उत्पादन ज्यादा होती तो रेलवेज ये पावर क्षेत्र में वहां की जो आउटपुट है वो बढ़ जाती है। अगर हम ये इलेक्ट्रिसिटी की बात करें तो अगर इसकी उत्पादन ज्यादा होती है तो सारी जो उद्योग हैं उनको फायदा मिलता है। नेचुरल गैस का भी यही हाल है। अगर आप स्टील की बात करें तो स्टील इतना बेसिक चीज है, हर उद्योग में इसकी जरूरत होती है। तो अगर इसका उत्पादन बढ़ जाता है तो सारे जो बाकी इंडस्ट्रीज हैं उनको फायदा मिलता है। और तेल का तो आपको मालूम ही है। तो ये कोर सेक्टर का जो ये इम्प्रूवमेंट है, ये 5%, इसका जो कैस्केडिंग इफेक्ट होगा बाकी क्षेत्रों में वो बहुत ज्यादा होगा। तो इसकी अहमियत यही है।
मूविंग ऑन, द इंटरनेशनल मॉनेटरी फंड रेज्ड इट्स एशिया ग्रोथ फोरकास्ट फॉर 2024 एज इट रिमेन्ड ऑप्टिमिस्टिक अबाउट इंडियाज ग्रोथ एंड फोकस्ड ऑन द नीड फॉर मोर स्टिमुलस फ्रॉम चाइना। The IMF now expects Asia's economy to grow 4.5% this year, up 0.3 percentage points from 6 months earlier. Its forecast for 2025 remained unchanged at 4.3%. Krishna Srinivasan, Director of Asia and Pacific at the IMF, wrote, "The outlook for Asia and the Pacific in 2024 has brightened. We now expect that the region's economy will slow less than we previously projected as inflation pressures continue to dissipate." It also called India the world's fastest growing major economy, where public investment remains an important driver. India is currently the world's fifth largest economy with GDP of $3.7 trillion and is aiming to become the world's third largest by 2027. IMF's Srinivasan also wrote that strong private consumption will continue to drive growth in Asia's other emerging markets. Your quick comments on the last comment that I read about Srinivasan, about the strong private consumption. Is it applicable both in India and rest of Asia?
Definitely. Of course, I think in India, the private consumption is not as high as it should be, but it is going up. And this is, of course, will be a driver, not just in India, but in all countries in Asia.
Okay. And they have given a good picture of India, and they are quite hopeful that India will continue to be the fastest growing major economy in the world.
Yes.
So behind this is are the fundamentals, which are quite strong.
The fundamentals are very good in this country, and we hope that they will continue to be so. And the stock market naturally is reacting. Our bullish trend over the last 6 months is due to that.
Okay. Moving on, the oil steadied today as Israel-Hamas talks offered hopes of a ceasefire even as Red Sea attacks continued, while investors awaited signals on U.S. interest rates ahead of a key meeting this week. The Brent crude oil futures was up by 0.28% at $88.65, whereas West Texas Intermediate was higher by 0.41% at $82.97 when reports last came in.
और चलते हैं सोने चांदी का हाल भी जान लेते हैं। सोने के मूल्यों में फ्यूचर्स बाजार के लिए गिरावट दर्ज की गई। इस कीमती धातु का मूल्य 590 रूपये यानी 0.82% की गिरावट के साथ 71,012 रूपये प्रति 10 ग्राम पर दर्ज किया गया। जुलाई अनुबंध के लिए चांदी का फ्यूचर्स मूल्य 1,108 रूपये यानी 1.34% की गिरावट के साथ 81,375 रूपये प्रति किलो पर पहुंच गया। और अंतर्राष्ट्रीय बाजारों में सोना 1.28% गिरकर $2,327.50 पर दर्ज किया गया। चांदी की कीमत 2.57% की गिरावट के साथ $26.95 प्रति औंस पर चल रही थी। और चलते हैं कार्यक्रम की समाप्ति की ओर। सुषमा जी, इस कार्यक्रम में भाग लेने और प्रमुख खबरों पर चर्चा के लिए आपका धन्यवाद।
थैंक यू सुषमा फॉर बीइंग विद अस। And before we close the headlines once again, benchmark indices wipe out early gains to close in the red. Nifty slips from record high since it settles below 74,500 mark. India's core sector growth rises to 5.2% in March 2024, and IMF raises its Asia growth forecast for 2024, highlights India's growth and China's stimulus as key drivers. That's all we have in this edition of Market Mantra. Till tomorrow, goodbye. Market Mantra. Market Mantra.